Hey guys, this is your host Nitin Binhani and a very warm welcome to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So under Jazair Audio, I also have this Startup Guru sub-series wherein these bonus podcasts are auto-generated from the amazing insights shared by many acclaimed experts either on their LinkedIn profile or as a thread on Twitter. So guys, here is our bonus podcast for today.
13 points that Paul Graham has for the founders. This podcast is inspired from a post by Paul Graham, the co-founder of Y Combinator, from his website dated back in February 2009. Here are those 13 wisdom points, which are so relevant for the founders even today. 1. Pick good co-founders. Co-founders are for a startup what the location is for real estate. You can change anything about a house, except its location. Similarly, in a startup, you can change your idea easily, but changing your co-founders is really hard. Remember, the success of a startup is almost always a function of its founders. 2. Launch fast. The reason to launch fast is not so much that it's critical to get your product to market early, but that you haven't really started working on it until you've launched it. Launching teaches you what you should have been building until you realize that you're wasting your time. The main value of whatever you launch should be based on the context of engaging with your targeted users. 3. Let your idea evolve. This is the second half of launching fast, which is to launch fast and then iterate. It's often a big mistake to treat a startup as if it were merely a matter of implementing some brilliant initial idea. In fact, most of the ideas often appear during the implementation phase. 4. Understand your users. You can envision the wealth created by a startup as a rectangle, where one side is the number of users and the other side is how much you improve their lives. The second dimension is usually the one you have the most control over. Indeed, the growth in the users will be driven by how well you improve their lives. Often many startups succeeded because the founders made something that they needed for themselves in the first place. 5. Better to make a few users love you than making a lot users satisfied. As Paul Buckhite once said, it's better to make a few people really happy than to make a lot of people semi-happy. Ideally, you want to make large numbers of users love you, but you can't get it right so fast. It's easier to expand user-wise than satisfaction-wise. If you were to choose between satisfying all the needs of few users or satisfying a subset of the needs of all users, then always choose first to satisfy all the needs of those few users. 6. Offer surprisingly great customer service. Customers are used to being maltreated, even when they hate to. Most of your customers have been forced to deal with quasi-monopolies that get away with atrocious customer service. Try making your customer service not just good, but surprisingly great. Go out of your way to make your customers happy. They will be overwhelmed and would not only buy more from you but even refer others to you. 7. You make what you measure. By measuring something, there is an uncanny tendency to improve it. Put up a dashboard that is visible to you and your team all day long. You'll be delighted when it goes up and disappointed when it goes down. But here's the thing, be really careful what you measure. 8. Spend little. I can't emphasize enough how important it is for a startup to be lean in costs. Most startups fail before even they make something people want, and the most common form of failure is running out of money. Having lower costs, both fixed and variable, is almost interchangeable with iterating rapidly. 9. Get ramen profitable as soon as possible. Ramen profitable means a startup that makes just enough money so as to pay the founder's living expenses. It's more a way of hacking the investment process. Once you cross over into ramen profitable, it completely changes your relationship with the investors. It's also great for morale. 10. Avoid distractions. Nothing kills startups like distractions. The worst types of distractions are those that pay money for day jobs, consulting, profitable side projects, etc. These distractions scuttle a startup's long-term potential. Paradoxically, fundraising is this type of distraction, so try to minimize that too. 11. Don't get demoralized. Often the immediate cause of a startup failure is when it runs out of money. However, the underlying cause is usually lack of focus, and/or when the founders get demoralized. Starting a startup needs a huge moral weight. Understand this, and make a conscious effort not to lose your focus. 12. Don't give up. Even if you get demoralized, still don't give up. You can get surprisingly far by just not giving up. The sheer effort of every day is usually enough, so long as you keep working on your idea. Finally, 13. Deals often fall through. It's very dangerous for the morale to entirely depend on deals closing. Not just because so often they don't close, but because it makes them less likely to.
So, with this, we have reached the end of this podcast. Are you a founder of an early stage startup and looking to raise funding? Get your startup investor ready before even you start pitching to your prospective investors. For know-how, please visit www.jasaro.in. That is www.jasaro.in.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.